刚刚唱这首诗歌非常非常喜乐。
And it was such a joy for him.
啊，这不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
It's no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me.
我发现大家都唱得很喜乐。
I feel that everyone was very joyful.
那我先请问大家一下，今天早晨到现在，你有跟别人讲过话的，请举手。
May I ask who has spoken to someone this morning? Please raise your hand.
都有嘛，对不对？
Most of us, right?
为什么会跟他讲话呢？
Why not you talk to someone?
因为他是个活人，对不对？
Because that person is alive.
你不会早晨到现在碰到你老公或老婆不跟他讲一句话的。
It's impossible to get up, to be up so far and then without talking to your spouse.
那么请问今天早上主耶稣跟你讲了什么？
Now may I ask, what has Jesus spoken to you this morning?
请问从早晨到现在你跟主耶稣讲了什么？
And may I ask, what have you spoken to Jesus so far this morning?
Oh, good morning, 那不错。
Good morning, not bad.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里唱主活主活唱得很喜乐的时候，我们有没有想过我到底有没有把他当活人看？
When we sing so joyfully that Jesus lives, do we really treat him as he is alive?
他真的进入到我们的生活里面吗？
Is he really alive in our lives?
今天早上真的有跟主耶稣讲话的，请举手好不好？
Who has spoken to Jesus this morning? Please raise your hand.
感谢主。
Thank God.
主耶稣，谢谢你给我的排毒餐，对不对？我们可能都会跟主讲话。
Well, thank you for this healthy breakfast, right?
弟兄姊妹，上个礼拜两个礼拜前我讲到的时候，一开始问了大家一个问题啊。
Two weeks ago when I spoke, I asked you a question at the beginning.
你们还是记不记得那个问题是什么？
Do you remember what the question was?
你活得快乐吗？
Are you happy?
弟兄姊妹，你不用回答我，但是你需要回答自己。
You don't have to answer me, but you have to answer yourselves.
到底我们活得快不快乐？
Are we really happy?
很多人很怕问这个问题。
Many people are afraid to face this question.
因为他不愿意去面对这个问题。
Because they do not face it. They do not.
有的人一听到这个问题，眼泪就下来了。
Some people will cry when they hear this question.
因为他可能真的活得不快乐。
They might not be happy.
弟兄姊妹，如果你自己给自己的答案是 Yes, 我真的活得很快乐。
If your answer was Yes.I am happy indeed.
那容我再问更深一层的问题。
May I ask you another question?
这个让你快乐的原因能够长久并且不变质吗？
Is the reason for your happiness lasting and without changing?
可能的确最近我们很快乐，因为我们在谈恋爱。
Maybe
我不说我，我说你们。
Maybe recently you've been very happy because you are in love.
但是我们看见多少男女快快乐乐的爱得死去活来走进礼堂。
But we have seen so many couples getting married with passion, crazy for each other.
面红耳赤的从法院出来。
But then they were their marriage will break with ending in court.
我是只过了几年以后，可能他们去办完离婚手续了。
I mean, maybe after several years, the marriage will end in court.
你知道吗？小孩子一天啊。平均大概笑四百次。
You know that average child might laugh 400 times a day.
你知道大人一天笑多少次吗？
Do you know about adults?
你自己觉得你一天笑多少次？
Think how many times you might laugh a
day. 大人一天只笑十五次平均。
Average only 15 times.
那什么原因从四百变成十五呢？
What was the reason to drop from 400 to 14 to 15?
当然你可能会说，因为我成熟了，我脱离了幼稚了。
You might say that I'm mature now. I'm no longer childish.
好，那除了那个原因以外，会不会有别的原因让我们的快乐不见了呢？
But is there any other reason that take away our happiness?
那如果你的答案你不快乐，
If you say I am not happy,
那为什么不快乐？
Why not?
我们有没有去面对这个原因？
Have we faced this problem?
我们有没有想要去解决那个不快乐的原因？
Have we tried to resolve the causes for our unhappiness?
是因为还有一些我们一直想追求或者我们羡慕得到的我们没有得到吗？
Are there things that we want to long, we're longing for and we haven't got?
钱财、甜蜜的家庭、很好的人际关系。
Wealth, family, good relationships.
还是因为有一些我们已经拥有了，但是我们怕失去它，或正在失去它，或是我们已经失去了它。
Or maybe we have once owned something and we're afraid to lose them, or we're in the process of losing them, or we have lost them already.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？他们曾经也做过一个调查，哈，有94%的人，他们是活在一种人生的态度里面。什么态度呢？就是忍受现在的不满足。 然后期盼将来的改善。
You know, statistically, is about 94% of the population now living in this condition that they're living just barely, they're bearing with the dissatisfaction of their life and they're hoping for something better.
94% 的人。
94% of the population.
那我不晓得在我们中间有多少人也是用这种无可奈何，然后在这里听天由命的态度去面对我们的人生。
I don't know how many of us too live life with this attitude.
不快乐一定有原因。
There has to be a reason for our unhappiness.
这个原因我们不去面对它的话，它这个不快乐就一辈子追随着我们。
If we do not face this problem, then this unhappiness will be with us forever.
我们为什么天天在这里活在一种等待里，而却不肯好好抓住今天来面对所有的问题，让我们能够解决它呢？
Why is that we are always hoping for something better instead of facing our problems and try to resolve them?
有一些环境是我们不能改变的。
Yes, there are some circumstances that we cannot change.
像例如说你的长相呢，已经除非你去做整容哈，有一些的因素是真的不能改变的。
For example, maybe our looks, something that we just cannot change.
那有一些是我们可以改变它的。
But there are many things that we can change.
那我们怎么样子能够去真正的接受那些不能改变的因素，而让我们却能够活出最好来
？How we can live the best out of our life?By accepting the things that we cannot change.
是我们每一个人该有的态度和挑战。
That is the challenge that we all face, and we should
have the attitude. 你如果天天都在埋怨那些不可改变的因素。
If we're daily complaining about things that we cannot change.
例如你嫌你长得丑。
For example, if you don't like your look.
那你天天埋怨不会让你更漂亮。
You will not look better by complaining every day.
你的孩子身上有一个病。
Maybe your child is sick.
我们天天去埋怨也不会让他就健康的。
And by daily complaining, he will not become better.
那有些因素是我们可以去改变他的。
But there are many things that we can change.
那尤其是我们基督徒。
Especially for Christians.
那弟兄姊妹，今天早晨。
This morning.
那我们要在这里看说，为什么一个基督徒当他信主了以后，他还会不快乐呢？
We want to see the reasons why Christians can still be unhappy after they are born again.
那前面三次的聚会，我一直希望弟兄姊妹注意到一个问题。
In the three previous meetings, I always emphasize on one thing.
很多的不快乐是因为我们缺乏一个非常确定而且具有永恒价值的人生目标。
A lot of times we're not happy because we lack a lasting and definite life goal.
所以当你缺少一个这样子的目标的时候，你就觉得人生虚空，你没有方向。
When we lack such purpose, we feel lost without direction.
所以那么多人劝我们一定要找到一个我们可以为之生也为之死一个有价值的人生目标。
Therefore, many people tell us, advise us that we have to find a purpose, a life purpose that we can live and die for.
那世界上的人没有信主，那或许找不到。
For those who do not know the Lord, they may not find.
或许他们一直在那里试着找，一个换一个的在那里找。
Maybe they keep trying one after another.
一次又一次，我盼望找到人生的真实意义。
Time after time, they're trying to find the true meaning of life.
可能他们换得的就是一个更深的虚空。
Maybe what they get eventually is a deeper sense of loss.
但是我们基督徒都应该知道人生的目标是什么。
But all Christians should know our life goal.
唯有耶稣，永远是耶稣。
Jesus only and Jesus ever.
神所有的祝福和旨意都集中在他儿子的身上。
All God's blessings and will is on His Son Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，听起来很抽象。
It might sound abstract to us.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个是我们每一个人都可以进入、可以真正享受的。
But this is something that we can all enter and enjoy.
它可以进到我们生活最细微的层次里面。
It can be the reality in our life daily life.
让我们或吃或喝都可以跟他发生关系的。
So whether we eat or we drink, we have something to do with Him.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个太伟大的人生目标。
It's such a great life purpose.
而且是一个太实在的人生目标。
And it's very practical too.
而且是我们每一天都可以经历的一个人生目标。
Something that we can experience daily.
那弟兄姊妹，现在的问题就是，既然这个人生的目标是真的， 那为什么我还是不快乐呢？
Now the question comes, since we have this life purpose, how come we're still not happy?
为什么 why not me? 为什么我不能够活出一个喜乐的基督徒生活呢？
Why is that we cannot live a joyful Christian life?
这是我们今天的主题啊。
And this is our message today.
虽然我们的主题讲过约旦河。
Our message is about crossing the river Jordan.
那这是圣经约书亚记的背景。
And this is the background in the book of Joshua.
但是如果我们好好读约书亚记，每一个约书亚后面的故事都有一个非常重要的一个主题，跟我们今天的生活发生绝对的关系。
If we study carefully, we may see every single message has something to do with our daily life.
前面两章让我们看见要有一个标杆的人生。
The previous two chapters tell us that we have to have a life purpose.
过约旦河让我们看见怎么样子过一个得胜的人生。
And the crossing of River Jordan tells us how we can live a victorious life.
讲到耶利哥城的征战的时候，让我们看见怎样克服人生的困难和难处。
And the battle of Jericho teaches us how to overcome difficulties and trials in life.
讲到爱城的征战的时候，让我们看见人要如何去面对自己的失败。
And the battle at the city of Ai tells us how to face failures in our life.
弟兄姊妹，每一个故事后面都有一个非常重要的主题，跟你我的生活发生绝对的关系。
So every single story in the book of Joshua gives us a message that has something to do with our daily life.
所以今天早晨我们借着过约旦河，要来看我们到底怎么样子能够过一个得胜的生活。
So through crossing the River Jordan, we want to learn how to live a victorious life.
我们很感谢主，礼拜五大家都在读，配合的读约书亚记，所以我就不太翻约书亚记的圣经。
We thank the Lord that we have the chance to study the book of Joshua on Friday nights, so we don't have to go through the scriptures now.
因为你们都已经在我前面一千轴、两千轴已经先过去了。
Because you have already crossed the river ahead of me.
你们早过约旦河了，我现在还在这边讲过约旦河。
Crossed the river long ahead of me.
我们稍微简单复习一下上个礼拜我讲的基督徒的天路历程。
I want to review with you the our spiritual journey.
我们借着基督的救赎，让我们得救了。
Through the redemption of Christ, we are saved.
我们逃避了神永远的审判。
And we're delivered from the eternal judgment of God.
这是逾越节所表示的。
And this is what the Passover represents.
然后我们借着神大能的膀臂和拯救，带领我们出埃及，让我们脱离世界的辖制。
Through God's mighty hand, we're delivered, and we're delivered from the bondage of the world.
然后我们过了红海，我们进入了旷野，一条人从来没走过的路。
Now we cross the Red Sea and then we enter into the wilderness, some a way that we have never walked before.
这是我们基督徒的属天的道路。
And this is our heavenly way.
没有人走过。
No one has taken before.
在一个大而可畏的旷野里面。
It's a big and dreadful wilderness.
但是我们却在这里经历了神亲自的引领，云柱火柱与我们同在。
But in this desert, we experience God's personal guidance with the pillar of fire and cloud.
我们在这里经历神亲自的供应啊，他借着玛拉，借着活水，借着各样的供应，让我们一路上没有缺乏。
And we experience God's abundant supply that we lack nothing in the wilderness.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
我相信在感恩节里面，我们具有很多这样子的感恩见证。
I'm sure on the Thanksgiving Day we will have many such testimonies.
而且在这条的路上，我们经历了神亲自的教育，把他的旨意，把他的生活的这个法则告诉了我们。
And also in this heavenly way, the Lord Himself educates us and teaches us the ordinances.Of his law.
他们在西奈山领受了神圣别生活的条例和山上的样式。
On Mount Sinai, the Lord gave them laws to live a consecrated life.
而在这条路上，他们也经历了各样的征战。
And on this heavenly journey, they also experienced many type of spiritual warfare.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是基督徒了。
We're all Christians now.
我刚才讲的这几样，在我们的生命里面是不是都是真实的，对不对？
But are these things all real in our life?
我们从各种不同的角度来经历神的引导，经历神的供应，经历神的教育，经历各样属灵的征战。
In all different kinds of circumstances, we experience God's guidance, supply, and God's education.
上一次我还讲到第五件重要的事情。
The fifth thing that I mentioned last week, do you remember?
在旷野经历里面第五件重要的内容是什么？
What's the fifth important experience in the desert?
最重要的你们忘记了。
That's the most important one too.
什么？那是肉体啊，肉体的显明和对付。
It's the exposure and the dealing of our flesh.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们今天的主题。
And that is our message today.
那这是我们今天走天路里面最大的一个拦阻和仇敌，其实就是我们自己。
So actually, the biggest obstacle and enemy in this heavenly way is our old self.
我们不能够快乐，我们不能够有一个那么有意义的人生的方向目标，都是因为我们这个人在这里出了问题。
If we do not have a happy life, we do not have a life purpose. It's all because there's something wrong with ourselves.
我听说宋尚杰博士有一次在讲道的时候。
I heard once Dr. Song was preaching.
他讲到一半，叫大家把眼睛都闭起来。
And in the middle of his message, he asked everyone to close their eyes.
他说：“我现在要把这个人最大的仇敌写在黑板上，你们先闭眼睛，等我写完。”
And he says, "I'm going to tell you who is our biggest enemy. Please close your eyes until I finish writing on the board."
你知道他写完以后是谁吗？
Do you know what he wrote?
绝对不是你老婆啊。
It's not your wife.
绝对不是教会的牧师啊。
Or nor the pastor of church.
也不是你老板，你猜谁？
It's not your boss either.
他写了一个我。
He says, I.
那弟兄姊妹，这个道理我们可能知道了，但是弟兄姊妹，我们要从心里面甘心承认，不是一件容易的事情。
We might know the theory, but it's hard to confess it.
好，我们现在来看一下啊。我们第一件事情要学习在这里认识肉体的无能和败坏。
The first thing we need to do is that we have to acknowledge the weaknesses and the corruption of the flesh.
英文组的弟兄姊妹，我们请姊妹昨天临时打出了一份英文的insert. 如果你们没有的话，跟隔壁看一下，好不好？
The English-speaking brothers and sisters should have a separate sheet.
好，我们一起来读罗马书七章十八节。
Let's read together Romans chapter 7 verse 18.
我也知道，在我里头，就是在我肉体之中，没有良善。因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。然后约翰福音十五章第五节。
John 15 verse 5.
因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。英文说 ，Apart from me, you can do nothing.
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
好，弟兄姊妹啊，这两节圣经啊。
And these two verses.
可能我们很早就听过了。
We probably heard a long time ago.
我据我个人的观察，我是觉得。这个立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我，是基督徒最常引用的第二节经文啊。
It seems like for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry out. It's the most used verse.
第一节是约翰福音三章十六节，你到处都看得到，球场也看得到。
Number one popular verse is John 3:16.
那第二节虽然大家背不出是在哪一卷书第几章第几节，但是那个叹气大家都有。
And then this is the second most popular one because we all have this sigh.
有没有人从来没有这样子叹气过的？
Raise your hand if you never felt this way.
感谢主没有哈。因为有人从来没有这样叹气的话，只有两种人。
If you never felt this way before, there are only two reasons.
第一个像主耶稣那样子完全得胜的人。
First is that you're totally, completely victorious like Jesus.
第二个是良心已经全然麻痹了，不想行善的人。
Or your conscience is not working anymore.
感谢主，我们都在中间。
Praise the Lord, we're just in the middle.
那这个叹气是每一个人都必须经过的。
So we all feel this.
我们必须要知道，在我里面不是我不想做好。
It's not that we do not want to do good.
而是我们的生命已经是一个犯罪的生命。
But our life is a sinful life.
我们可以立志行善。
It's okay that we make up our mind to do good.
可是我们却做不出来。
But we cannot carry it out.
有人已经都长了咽喉癌了，在这边凿个洞来呼吸了。
Some people might already have cancer.
他抽烟抽到已经都长了癌症了，他还要把香烟插到这个孔里面继续抽。
That they cannot swallow anything, but then they would stick the cigarettes around here to smoke.
有人想脱离赌博跟吸毒，到最后他很有毅力的切自己的指头。
Some people want to be freed from the addiction of gambling that they cut off their fingers.
十个指头切完了，放一盆沙在那边继续赌博。
But then after they lost 10 fingers, they will continue gambling.
他用嘴巴擦着牌在那边继续跟人家玩。
They use their mouth to gamble with the cards.
弟兄姊妹，先不讲那些好了。
Let's not talk about those extreme cases.
多少时候我们不想生气，但是却没办法控制自己的脾气。
A lot of times we do not want to get angry, but we cannot control our temper.
多少时候我们不想有一些不好的思想，但是我们却没办法控制。
A lot of times we want to keep our thoughts pure, but we cannot control our mind.
多少时候我们想在神家里面，我们想读经，但是我们却懒得去读经。
A lot of times we want to read God's words, but we're too lazy to do so.
那都不要讲别的，好的。Remote controller 交在你的手上，叫你这样按一下电视就可以关掉，我们就是按不下去。
Sometimes the TV remote controller is just in our hands, but we cannot turn it off.
以前没有这个遥控器，人都还得爬起来关，你还有理由啊。
Before we had a remote controller, we might say it's too hard to get up and to turn off the TV.
弟兄姊妹，这个我们不用多说，肉体的无能我们都应该知道。
So we all know very familiar with the weaknesses of our flesh.
但是关键是我们不够知道。
But the key is that we do not know it enough.
直到有一天我们必须真正彻底地在主面前承认而且厌恶自己了。
Until one day we totally acknowledge and we despise it.
不要认为你属灵的软弱是因为教会的供应不够。
Do not blame your flesh weakness.On the lack of spiritual supply from the church.
也不要认为我不能爱主是因为我的工作太忙。
And do not blame that you cannot love the Lord because your work is too busy.
也不要怪说我没办法亲近神因为我的孩子太吵。
Do not blame that you cannot draw near to the Lord because your children are too noisy.
弟兄姊妹，这些都可能是事实，都可能是原因。
These may be facts and true reasons.
但是真原因是我们里面的生命。
But the real reason is something wrong with our life.
我们必须知道它的无能。
We have to know it's weak.
我们要知道它的败坏。
We have to know it's corrupted.
它不仅仅只是无能行善。
Not only that it's weak to do good.
它根本是一个败坏的生命。
It's already corrupted.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我们这么说。
Please forgive me for saying this.
但是原谅我说，我们在座的没有一个人在神的眼中。不是一个败坏的生命。
Forgive me for saying this, but none of us here in God's eyes is not corrupted.
耶利米书十七章九节，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
Jeremiah 17 verse 9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?"
他说 ，above all things.
It's above all things.
弟兄姊妹啊，不管这个人外面是怎样看起来好
，No matter how this person looks from the outside.
甚至也许你们觉得我们传道人很好。
You might think we preachers are pretty good.
但是我们每一个人蒙光照都知道自己败坏到极处。
But if we're being enlightened, we will know that we are deceitful and corrupted beyond cure.
罗马书三章十节到十二节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 10 to 12.
在神的眼中，神说没有义人，连一个也没有。
In God's eyes, God says there's no one righteous, not even one.
没有行善的，连一个也没有。
There's no one who does good, not even one.
都是偏离正路，一同变为无用。
All have turned away, they have together become worthless.
所以凡有血气的，没有一个。能够因行律法在神面前被称义的。
So all that has breath can never be justified by the law.
中文讲了五个没有，没有，没有，没有。那英文讲了七次 no one, no one, no one.
So in the English context, it says no one, no one seven times.
所以我们我不要再问了，反正圣经永远是真的。我说，如果你真的觉得自己在主的面前不在圣经的这句话的话，我想我们找不到第二个人，对不对？我们都会觉得我们在主面前是败坏的。
We all know by now that we're corrupted and deceitful.
我们不需要去举例子的。
I don't have to give you more examples.
我们光去讲别人，世界上犯罪的可怕，弟兄姊妹，那报纸上都已经一大堆了。
We don't have to name. There's so many on the newspapers.
但是今天早晨，我们都应该在圣灵的光底下问一下我们自己。
But this morning, we ought to ask ourselves in the light of the Holy Spirit.
那我们承不承认自己坏到极处
？Do we acknowledge and confess that we are corrupted？
我们承不承认离了主，我们什么都不能做
？Do we acknowledge and confess that we cannot do anything apart from the Lord. Do we confess that we have no power to do what is good?
如果我们的答案是 yes,
if our answer is yes,
弟兄姊妹，我们就有盼望。
Then we have hope.
刚才何弟兄的祷告真好，哪里有耶稣，哪里就有盼望。
Brother Ho's prayer was so good that wherever there's Jesus, there's hope.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们这个人的肉体真的是各方面的这个情形，这个。不谈也罢啊。 他真的不谈了。你说这个己是一切痛苦的源头。
We ought to say ourself is the origin of all pain.
你看我们中国人的翻译里面有自私、自信、自大、自傲、自义、自卑、自怜，然后自以为是、自我中心、自我欣赏，都是自自自，对不对？
So all these things, selfishness, self-confidence, pride, arrogance, self-love, self-pity, inferiority, and then self-righteousness, stubborn, and self-centeredness, is all about self.
还有一个老师问他班上的人说，什么东西是十年前没有，现在有，但是非常重要的？
One time a teacher asked the class, name one thing that did not exist 10 years ago, but exists now, and it's very important.
小孩子，我他回答。
And then the kids will raise their hands and...
老师说什么？
And the teacher will say, so what is it?
Me!
And the kid will say, me!
因为十年前他还没生下来，现在他生下来了。
Because that kid did not exist 10 years ago, but exists now, and it's very important.
所以十年前没有他，现在有了他，而且是非常重要的。
Because he did not exist 10 years ago, but now.
那小孩子从小就会自我中心了。
So, see, they're all self-centered kids.
还有一个小朋友打电话，他说，你这里是446-2946吗？
One time a child called me and said, is this 446-2946?
那黄梅可能回答说，不是。啊，那对不起，那应该是啊。那个人说不是，因为他拨错了，他说不是。那这小孩就说：“那你为什么要接？”
someone called the office and say, "Oh, this is this so and so number," and then the office says, "No, you got the wrong number." And the person on the other side, then why did you pick up the phone?
那上次 Ernie 弟兄来说。这个孩子们拿到 A 回到家就会跟人家说 I got an A, 我得到一个 A, 对不对
Last time Brother Ernie says, when a child gets a report, A, grade A on the report card, he will say, oh, see, I got an A.
然后拿到 C 的时候就说他居然老师居然给我一个 C, she gave me a C.
But then if the kid got a C, and then he will say, the teacher even gave me a C.
所以你都知道吗这个人是没有办法的事情。
You see how hopeless people are.
你拿到照片先看谁呀、啊、
When you get a group picture, whom do you look for first?
有一个男的正在追女的他说哎呀我真的好喜欢你啊。
And there was this guy chasing after a girl and he says, oh, I love you so much.
那个女的说我也一样哎我也好喜欢我自己啊。
And then the lady says, me too, I love myself so much.
那自私也是一样啊。
Same with selfishness.
弟兄比较自私哈。对不对？我觉得弟兄常常被姊妹骂自私啊。
I think brothers are more selfish, right? Because their wives always say so.
啊，有一次有一对夫妻，他们已经60岁了，庆祝他们结婚35周年。
One time, this couple celebrating their 35th wedding anniversary. They're in their 60s.
啊，有一个仙女来问他们说，庆祝你们35周年，你们每一个人可以有一个 wish 啊，有一个愿望，我可以给你们成就。
So a fairy came to visit them and said, to celebrate your 35th wedding anniversary, each one of you can have a wish.
那个太太好高兴，因为他们很穷。她说，哎呀，我一直盼望有一天我可以跟我先生去环游世界。
So this wife was very excited. Says, I always wish that I could travel around the world with my husband.
那个仙女说 ，OK， 我给你了。马上那个机票啊、旅馆啊、所有的这些东西通通出来了，交给他。
So the fairy says, granted.And immediately she gets all the tickets.
所以她就跟她先生的所有的这些机票、吃住什么东西都有，她好高兴。
So she's got everything ready for traveling around the world. She's so happy.
然后仙女就问这个先生：“那你要什么
？”And then the fairy asked the husband, "So what do you want?"
他说：“我要我太太比我年轻30岁。
”And then he says, "I wish my wife could be 30 years younger than me."
他说：“好，给你成就。”他马上变成90岁了。
The fairy says, granted, and immediately he's now 90 years old.
我那时候跟念慈讲这个笑话，他拍手叫绝，他说就是该整整你们这些男生。
When I told my wife this story, my wife clapped and said, this is good.
弟兄们就是比较自私哈。
Because husbands are always more selfish.
啊，人很容易骄傲。
And we are easily prideful.
很喜欢听人家说夸奖的话。
And we like to hear people praise us.
这个我跟你们讲过了。一个老板要应征一个会计。
I told you this story before. One time a manager was trying to interview for an accountant.
他就考他是二加二等于多少。
So he asked the interviewee, so 2+2, what is it?
第一个小姐讲4，没有被录取。
The first applicants as four, and she was not hired.
那第二个进来呢？他问他二加二等于多少
？The second applicant.
他说四点零，比较精细一点。
The second applicant 4.0, more precise.
还是没有被录取。
Still, she was not hired.
来了第三个了。
Now the third.
你说二加二是多少
？So what do you say? 2+2.
好，您是我老板，您说多少就是多少。
She says, okay, you are my boss. Whatever you say, that will be the answer.
马上就录取了。
And she was hired immediately.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？这就是我们的问题。
So this is our problem.
那上次一个弟兄讲说，在香港有一个黑道的黑社会的头目，人家去跟他传福音，他还说我一辈子凭良心行事的。
And one time someone says, someone went to preach to the head of a gangster in Hong Kong, and he always says, All my life, I've done things according to my conscience.
我不需要信耶稣，我凭良心行事。
I don't have to believe in Jesus because I do everything according to my conscience.
他说我卖的毒品是最纯的，不掺粉。
The drug that I sell is the most pure. I do not mix anything impure.
他说我开的妓女院，这些妓女我每年让他们做健康检查。
And all the prostitutes under me will go through physical exams every year.
我底下的手下如果为了我殉职的话，我终身。照顾他的家庭。
If any of my followers die for me, I will take care of their family all their lives.
弟兄姊妹，人就算是黑社会的头子，他还是可以自义的。
Even the gangsters, they can be self-righteous.
那我们以前政大这个有所谓的良心散，就是你去学校读书的时候，读到一半可能突然下雨了，没办法出来，所以叫这个学校预备的一整两整排的叫做良心散。
So in my university, the school prepared a lot of umbrellas.In case it rains unexpectedly, they call the conscience umbrellas.
给你应急用一下，要还回来。
It's for emergencies. They're meant to be returned right away.
那么从第一天开始，你就发现，例如说原来有50把的话，那么第一天大概只剩下40把。
But then once they put out these umbrellas, you will see after the first day, 10 less.
第二天大概剩下20把，有些人还是会还回来。
And then the second day, you will see about 20.
然后从此以后就消失无形。
And after the third day, they're all gone.
大家在马路上公开明目张胆地撑着良心伞。
And you will see people using the conscience umbrella in public.
来遮盖他的良心。
And then using the umbrella to cover their conscience.
弟兄姊妹没有办法，连这些知识分子、受教育、受高等教育的，一样在这里啊。
It's hopeless, regardless your education.
我当然都是用比较轻松的方式了，我只是希望大家去体会体会我们人性。
I'm saying this in a joking way. I'm just trying to feel our sinful nature.
除了有这些自私、自义、自我中心以外，人里面的 stubborn、里面的成见，都是造成很多冲突和痛苦的原因。
In addition to these self-confidence, self-righteousness, all the stubbornness.Also causes a lot of pain.
有一个人跟他朋友吹牛，他说我打燕子啊，百发百中，从来不会 miss 一次。
One person boasted that when I hunt the birds, I never miss.
有一天他终于带他去打猎了，他说你打给我看，我想看看你这个神枪手。
So one day his friends show me, I want to see how accurate you are.
那十只野鸭子在那里，他嘣一枪以后，十只野鸭都飞走了。
And then so there are 10 ducks.And after he shot, all 10 of them flew away.
不要说鸟了，这么大的鸭子他都打不到。不要说鸟，他这个人吹牛吹大了啊。
So he could not even hit a duck, let alone the birds in the air.
他的朋友说：“你看看，你还百发百中，十只都飞了。”
So his friend says, "See, you're but bluffing. All of them flew away."
他说：“这是我这辈子第一次看见死鸭子还会飞的。”
But then he says, "This is the first time I see dead duck fly."
Stubborn.
You see how stubborn they are.
这是笑话。那我们弟兄们开车找路的时候，永远不肯看地图，对不对？
And also like we brothers, we never want to look at the map.
凭经验，凭方向感。
We follow our sense of direction and our experiences.
弟兄姊妹们，不多去说这些了。
Okay, let's not talk anymore about these.
所以，宋尚杰博士告诉我们，在人生的路上，在属灵的路上，最大的仇敌就是我。
Dr. Song tells us the biggest enemy.On this spiritual journey is us, I.
我们因为自私，所以不快乐。
We're selfish, therefore we're not happy.
我们因为 stubborn, 因为自我中心，所以我们顾不了别人。
Because we're stubborn and we're self-centered, we can not care about others.
我们常常自信，所以我们闯出很多的祸来。
We always trust ourselves only, therefore we make troubles.
我们因为欣赏自己，所以我们就打压或是忽略了旁边的人对我们的恩惠。
Because we self-love and we only then we ignore the graces and the help from others.
所以我们需要来认识十字架的救恩。
Therefore, we need to know the salvation of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，十字架的救恩，简单来说哈，我只是很简单、很简单来说，至少有两面我们不能忽略的。
Simply put, there are two aspects of the cross that we cannot ignore.
第一方面讲到救赎的十字架。
First is the cross of the redemption.
它为了要对付、要解决我们罪的行为、罪行。
It's to deal our sinful acts.
就是我们所有已经犯过的罪。
All the transgressions and sins that we have committed before.
包括我们在思想里面的。
Including in our thoughts.
所以救赎的十字架借着基督的流血，它赦免了我们一切的罪，让我们在神的面前可以被称义。
Through the blood of Christ, the cross of the redemption forgive all our sins so that we can be justified before God.
那这是我们绝大多数的基督徒都认识的十字架。
Most of us know about this side of the cross.
我们赞美他的爱，我们赞美他赦罪所带给我们的平安。
We praise for his love and the peace that we have through the forgiveness of our sins.
那这是一件太伟大的救恩了。
This is such a great salvation.
它不仅仅解决了我们所有犯的罪行。
Not only that, it deals with all the sinful acts that we have committed before.
它也使我们那天可以坦然去见主，免除了永火的审判。
And we are also delivered from the eternal judgment that we can face God with confidence.
它更使我们被神称为义。
And we are also justified by God.
换句话说，我们可以坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前。
In other words, we can come to God's mercy seat with boldness.
圣洁的神看见我们，如同看见他的爱子一样，他爱我们。
This holy God, when He sees us as if He's seeing His Son, He can love us.
不光是我们从前犯的罪。
Not only the sinful things we have done before.
而是我们整个这一生，甚至包括我们未来会犯的罪，都借着救赎的十字架解决。
Even the sins and mistakes that we might commit in the future, this cross of redemption deals with it all.
第二方面讲到同钉的十字架。
The second aspect of this cross is the cross of the union.
这是要来解决我们里面那个犯罪的源头，就是我们罪性的问题。
It's to deal with the origin of our sins, that is the sinful nature.
外面会有罪的行为，因为里面有一个犯罪的生命在里面。
We might commit sinful acts because we have the sinful nature within.
外面罪的行为借着主的宝血赦免了，我们得到了宽恕了，但是里面不解决，那个罪行还是层出不穷。
Our sinful acts can be forgiven through the blood of Christ, but if the sinful nature is not dealt with, the problem is not solved.
你如果到黄河的这个源头的下游去捡垃圾，而不去把源头的脏东西清干净的话，你再捡它还是会出来。
If you just pick up trash from the downstream of a river, but you don't deal with the to clean the origin of the river, you do not solve the problem.
所以同钉的十字架是为了我们罪性的问题。
So the cross of the union is to deal our sinful nature.
帮助我们过得胜的生活。
It helps us to live an overcoming life.
帮助我们不仅仅在客观上被称义。而让我们在生命里面被改变，能够成圣。
Not only that objectively we can be justified, but in our experience we can overcome and we can be sanctified.
所以我们刚才读的圣经，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
The verse that we just read, I have been crucified with Christ, and no longer I that lives, but Christ lives in me.
这是太伟大的一节经文了。
This is such a great verse.
好，弟兄姊妹，这节经文值得我们每一天都花时间为他祷告，直到这些圣经在我们里面产生救恩，产生祝福。
This verse is worth us reading and praying for until it becomes reality in our life.
他说我已经。
It says, I have been.
弟兄姊妹，2000年前我们怎么可能在十字架上？
But 2000 years ago, how is it possible that I was on the cross?
这是我今天没有空去讲的，但是我在讲历久弥新的十字架的时候，讲到同钉的十字架，我有讲细节。我会鼓励弟兄姊妹，如果你从来没听过，能够有空去图书馆借出来听。
I will encourage you to borrow the tapes on the series of Ever Fresh Cross that I spoke about before.
那一天当他在十字架上说成了的时候,
on that day when he said it is finished on the cross,
他不仅仅借着他所流的血洗净了我们一切的罪,
not only through his blood, he washed away all our sins.
那天也把我们这些在基督里的人都带到死地跟他一同死了。
That day he also put all of us in Christ to death so that we all die with him.
所以当三天之后他从地里面起来的时候,
so after 3 days he came back from death.
我们与他一同复活,
we resurrected with him.
不再是我,
so no longer I but Christ.
这个是能够解决我们一切软弱失败不断犯罪的那个根源。
And this will deal with the origin of our sinful nature.
让我们的生命能够不断地被他改变，以至于能够长大成熟，向主。
So that our life can be transformed continually and we can grow and mature.
那这就是我们今天要讲的约旦河。
And this is the crossing the Jordan River that we're talking about today.
还有一节经文，罗马书6章3到5节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 3 to 5.
他说，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督的耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？
Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
所以我们借着洗礼归入他的死。
Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death.
和他一同埋葬。
We were buried with him.
所以请你们记得啊， 受浸聚会是安息聚会，把人埋的。
So please remember that all baptismal meetings are like funerals that we're burying dead people.
死了就出不来了。
Once you are dead, you cannot come out.
只有一个生命能够从死亡里面起来。
Only one life can come out of death.
主耶稣复活的生命。
The resurrection life of Jesus Christ.
所以我们跟主一同进到水里，与他一同埋葬。
So we went into the water and buried with Christ.
当我们起来的时候，
when we rise up.
基督复活的生命把我们从死亡中带出来。The
resurrected life of Jesus Christ brought us back from death.
所以让我们可以一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。Just
as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
所以我们如果在死的形状上跟他联合，
we have been united with him like this in his death.
就要在复活的形状上与他联合。
We will certainly be united with him in his resurrection. So this is a key verse that we have to see when we see.
保罗在哥林多前书第十章讲到他们在云里海里受洗归了摩西。
Paul says that in the cloud and in the ocean they were baptized into Moses.
所以你要知道，当我们信主得救以后，我们的受洗在客观上是指的摩西带领百姓经过红海这件事情。
So objectively, our baptism talks about crossing the Red Sea as Moses led the people cross the Red Sea.
整个世界仇敌在我们身上的捆绑都被埋葬，被解除了。
So all the power and the bondage of the world was done with.
我们被带到一条新的境界，走一条新的道路，就是主亲自来带领我们。
We're brought into a new realm. We're walking on this new way that God Himself leads us.
这是讲到我们受浸客观方面所成就的。
This is objectively what our baptism brings us.
但是过约旦河仍然是指的受浸，但是更重在主观的经历上面，我们认同与主同死同复活的事实。But
crossing the River Jordan in another, it's more subjective because we are united with him in his death and resurrection.
一受浸以后，一信主以后，我们开始过基督徒的生活。After
we believe in Christ, we begin our Christian life.
但是我们不见得过得胜的生活。But
we might not live an overcoming life.
所以整个旷野里面，神命定百姓们在旷野里面经过的时间，大概需要2年吧。So
God destined that his people will spend about 2 years in the wilderness.
他们走了40年。
But they spent 40 years.
38年的时间，他们是在那里绕行或是折回原路，因为他们属灵的功课一直没有学好。
About 38 of the 40 years, they were circling around because they did not learn their spiritual lessons well.
因为约旦河的经历一直没有办法在他们身上产生真实的拯救。
Because the crossing of the River Jordan cannot be actualized in their lives.
就像刚才讲的，基督虽能千趟于伯利恒。 如果不是活在我们的心里面，还是不能解决我们的问题。So
it is useless if Christ is born in Bethlehem 1,000 times.
我们可以经历到他的恩典、他的带领、他的供应，经历他帮助我们属灵征战得胜，但是跟住在基督里还是两个太大不同的境界啊。
We may experience all His blessings, His abundant supply, His guidance, but if we do not experience living, abiding in Christ,
要过得胜的生活，唯一的秘诀不再是我，乃是基督。
Then we cannot live an overcoming life because the key is no longer I, but Christ that lives in me.
而整个约旦河的经历就是不再是我，乃是基督。
So the entire experience of Christ in the River Jordan is to teach us that it is no longer I, but Christ that lives in me.
因为我们受洗是归入他的死，跟他联合。
Because we were baptized into His death, we were united with Him in His death.
从水里面上来的时候，跟他一同复活。
When we come out of the water, we were united with Him in His resurrection.
我往下讲之前，让你们看几张约旦河的图片。
I want to show you some pictures about River Jordan.
我知道我们的这个灯太亮了，让你们看不清楚。没有关系的。那约旦河呢？现在的约旦河绝大多数都比较窄了，不像从前那么宽、那么急流、那么深。
The modern Jordan River is much narrower than in the old time.
啊，跟他们这个3500年前比，那是不能比。以前约旦河宽多了。
About 3,500 years ago, it was much wider.
所以有些地方现在很窄了。
So some parts is very narrow.
有些地方宽了一点。
And some parts are wider.
弟兄姊妹啊，约旦河是不能坐这个汽艇过去的，这个。划船过去的。
You know, you can't cross the River Jordan with rafting.
我是指属灵的啦，一定要从里面走了。
I mean spiritually, you have to walk on the dry ground.
有的地方呢，它是比较急流。
Some places is more steep.
有些地方呢，它很平缓，很安详。
Some places more smooth.
这是讲到约旦河。
And this is River Jordan.
我们现在来看约旦河真正属灵的意思。
Now let's see the spiritual meaning of crossing the River Jordan.
神叫约书亚带着祭司们下去的时候，从约旦河里面要放12块石头在约旦河。
God told Joshua to place 12 stones in the middle of the river.
每一个石头代表一个支派。
Every stone represents one tribe of Israel.
所有称为神名下的子民都必须被埋葬。
All that are called His people have to be buried.
所以约书亚就告诉我们说，那十二块石头直到如今还在约旦河里面。
And Joshua says those stones to this day are still in the river.
所以十二块石头放在河里面，预表归入他的死，不再是我。
It means into His death, no longer I.
就是讲到我们与主一同埋葬。
We were buried with the Lord.
而拿十二块石头出来，进到对岸，进到迦南地。把它立在基甲这个地方。
They also took 12 stones out of the river and set them up at Gilgal.
讲到这是一举一动有新生的样式，
which
乃是基督。
Represents that we can live the newest of life that is in Christ.
讲到我们与主一同复活。
That means we are resurrected with the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，过约旦河，我们知道外面好像是一个故事就是了。
The crossing the River Jordan might be just a historical story.
在属灵上太重要了。
But spiritually, it is so important.
如果整个迦南地预表全有全族全丰的基督，
if the land of Canaan represents all sufficient Christ,
在基督里面我们可以承受天上各样属灵的祝福。
In Christ, we may inherit all kinds of spiritual blessings in heavenly realms.
在基督里面我们可以承受神本性一切丰富的生命和性情。
We can inherit all the fullness of His divine nature.
那么关键就是必须我们过约旦河。
And the key.Experience is to cross the river.
就是不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
No longer I, but Christ that lives in me.
所以以色列在这里做了一件有客观事实的动作，就是放十二块石头在河里，拿十二块石头到对岸去。
So the people here actually doing something that they can remember. They took the 12 stones out of the river and they placed 12 stones in the river.
我们今天也有客观的事实，我们借着受浸来做这件事。
Today we also have an outward action through baptism.
当以色列百姓在基甲看见了十二个石头的时候，在主观上他们就被受到提醒，我们曾经经过约旦河。
So when the Israelites saw the 12 stones set up at Gilgal, they will remember that they once crossed the River Jordan.
所以我们也要常常支取应用我们受浸的经历，让我们来过得胜的生活。
Therefore, we ought to apply and we ought to use our experience, baptism experience in order to live an overcoming life.
知道我活着不再是我，乃是基督。
We ought to know that it is no longer I, but Christ that lives in me.
什么时候我还在自己里面活着，我就一定活在各样的软弱、失败和无能的里面。
Whenever I still live within my old self, I will be weak and powerless.
我记得我也曾经讲过，我们中国人最讨厌讲四哈，因为跟死的音太像了。
We Christians like to avoid the number four because it sounds like death.
所以在台湾的旅馆没有四楼。
So the hotels in Taiwan they don't have the fourth floor. They skip floor.
发现我们中国人却又最喜欢讲死。
But then we always like to mention death in our
daily language.
When the kids are noisy, we say, "Oh, they're so noisy to death."
工作一忙，我们就说忙死了。
And then when we're busy, we say we're so busy to death.
我们累死了。
We're so tired.
这两天冻死了。
It's freezing me to death.
这个东西烫死了，热死了。
It's so hot, it burns me to death.
吃的太饱，撑死了。
I eat too much, I'm so full to the point of death.
笑死人了。
It's so funny that I laugh to the point of death.
交通一挤，挤死人了。
Oh, the traffic is so crowded, so bad.
听于弟兄讲到无聊死了。
Or brother Yu's message is so boring to the point of death.
弟兄姊妹，我们天天就是死。
We mention the word death every day.
但是对我们中国人来说，却是一个最有福的提醒，对不对？
But this is the most blessed reminder.
当你真的觉得气死的、累死的、烦死的、吵死了，就是提醒你，我们现在还活在自己的里面。
So if we are irritated to the point of death, we ought to be remembered that we're still living in our old self.
所以你需要你那口子在这个时候骂你一句，你该死。
So you need your spouse to say, you ought to die right now.
这是属灵的死啊，这是最好的死了。
I mean the spiritual death, that's the best kind of a death.
因为提摩太后书第二章讲到，我们若与基督同死，就必与他同活。你真死了，你就活了。
In 2 Timothy says, if we die with Christ, we will resurrect with him.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真放下自己，
if we really lay down ourselves,
我们真拒绝，真 deny ourselves,
if we really deny ourselves,
我们在信心的里面接受，相信耶稣活在我的里面，
and in faith, we accept that Jesus lives in me.
我们说主啊，你来。
We said, Lord, come.
就像黎弟兄对刚才说的加拿大的那个弟兄讲，你对自己期望那么高，神对你却没有这么高的期望。
Just like Brother Ni told this brother from Canada, you have so much expectation for your old self, but God doesn't.
圣经上帝早就已经说了，比万物都诡诈。
Because the Bible already says yourself is more deceitful above all things.
所以越早知道认识自己而放下自己，这是有福的事情。
The earlier that we know about ourselves and deny ourselves, we are more blessed.
这是有福的第一步。
This is the first step to blessing.
更有福的第二步。不仅仅是不再是我，而是能够进到乃是基督。
The second step is to enter into Christ.
那基督在我们里面，今天借着圣灵已经住在我们里面。
Today through the Holy Spirit, Jesus is living in ourselves.
所以我们要靠着圣灵致死肉体，要随从圣灵活出基督来。
So by the Spirit, we ought to put to death the misdeeds of the flesh, and according to the Spirit, we ought to live out of Christ.
我在说，不是凭着自己啊。
Again, I say, not by ourselves.
凭着自己不过是模仿基督。
If we do everything out of our own might, well, but to imitate Christ.
随从圣灵才是活出基督。
Only if we follow the Holy Spirit, then we will manifest Christ.
我们凭着自己，我们只能在外面有敬虔的外貌。
If by our own strength,We can only have the religious outlook.
因为那个源头还是我自己。
Because the origin is still the self.
但是神要的是要圣灵在我们里面运行所带出来的那个生命自然的流露。
But what God wants is the natural manifestation of the life given by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们里面采取主动，在我们里面运行。
Has to be initiated and worked.By the Holy Spirit.
只要我们认识他的存在，我们接受他的运行，你就会发现圣灵要带领我们过圣洁的生活。
If we acknowledge its existence and we accept its working, we will see that the Holy Spirit will lead us to live a new life.
不仅仅有伯利有哥哥他的十字架，也有我们心里面的十字架。
So not only that we have this cross on Golgotha, we also have a cross in our hearts.
能够把我们带到基督里的境界。
That it will lead us into Christ.
所以你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死。
Therefore, the Bible says, if you live according to the flesh, you will die.
不是累死，就是潮死，就是撑死，就是各种的死，你一定会死的。
You will die by You will be disturbed by whatever, but you will die.
但是靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行，就必要活着。
But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live.
所以弟兄姊妹，任何时候如果你觉得活得不快乐
，So anytime if we feel we're not happy，
甚至活得虚空痛苦
，Or you feel this emptiness， this pain，
活得疲倦烦躁
，Or you're tired， you're restless。
弟兄姊妹，好像各样死亡的光景在我们身上出现了。
As if all kinds of deadly conditions are on us.
让我们很清楚地知道一件事情，那个原因就是因为我随从肉体而活，所以必然要死。
Then we ought to know the reason is that we're living according to our flesh, so we will die for sure.
那个拯救是叫我们来学习随从圣灵。
The salvation is to live according to the Holy Spirit.
能够让神的律法、神的义能够成就在我们这不随从肉体。只随从圣灵的人身上
So that the righteousness of the law will be fully met in us who do not live according to the sinful nature but according to the Spirit.
你今天要到以色列地去的话，你要进迦南地，海关检查非常严格。
Today, if you want to go to Israel, the custom is very strict.
让你很难跨进迦南地。
It's hard to enter into the land of Israel now.
我们94年的时候，从约旦的安曼想要进迦南，全身检查。
In the year 94, we were trying to enter into Israel. We were searched all over.
所有的行李都要拿出来。
All our luggages have to be searched.
照相机必须对着天空照一张相。
And then they even take a picture of the sky with your camera.
要为防止里面含着炸弹。
Because they're afraid that it might be a bomb.
但是我们今天基督徒在属灵的境界里面要进迦南太容易了。
But in the spiritual realm, it is so easy for us now to enter into Canaan.
我们只要凭信心宣告，不再是我，乃是基督。
Just by faith, we proclaim it is no longer I, but Christ.
圣灵就把我们带进在基督里的境界。
And the Holy Spirit will lead us into Christ.
好，你这个无己就有基督。
If we do not have self.We will have Christ.
无物就得万物。
If we do not have anything in our hearts, we will obtain all.
当我们真的从自己里面出来的时候
，If we are out of ourselves,
我们的主就充满在我们的里面。
Then the Lord will fill us.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们希望我们都起来，像老鹰一样，能够在主的面前振翅重飞啊。
I hope that all of us will rise up on our wings like eagles.
神在这里对约书亚说：“现在你要起来。”
The Lord was telling Joshua, now arise.
和众百姓过这约旦河。
With all the Israelites cross the river Jordan.
我所要赐给以色列，往我所要赐给以色列的地去，承受那地为业。
Go to the land that I will give to the Israel and inherit the land.
弟兄姊妹，这是神今天给我们每一个人的呼召。
And this is the calling the Lord is giving to all of us now.
不是将来。
It's not in the future.
现在。
Now.
也不是坐在那里。
Not just to sit there.
他说你要起来。
He says, arise.
弟兄姊妹啊，让我们在圣灵的底下，我们起来认真走路。
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, let's rise up and follow the Lord.
明年年初我们有头一季的主日学，我们要开一个领袖训练班。
At the beginning of next year, we will have a new adult Sunday school class. It's the training of church leaders.
不光是为了教会所有已经在 leader 的 position 在服事的弟兄姊妹们的需要。
This class is not only to meet the needs of the existing church leaders.
因为我们知道神不久以后肯定会带领我们到一个新的场地，教会各方面的服事我们都有需要。
Because we know that in the near future, the Lord might lead us into a new facility, and there will be greater needs in all areas of services.
Now, John Maxwell gave leadership 最好的一个定义，叫做 leadership is influence.
John Maxwell gave the leadership a definition. Leadership is influence.
我们在做，就算你在教会没有接什么服事，你如果知道你是一个有影响的人，我们都应该来参加这个聚会。
You might not be serving with a post, but if you know that you have this influence, you should come.
当神的百姓过约旦河的时候
，When God's people cross the river Jordan,
祭司们跟百姓们距离了2000 miles.
The priest walked about one kilometer ahead of his people.
他们那么勇敢地扛着约柜的见证，先把脚踏进了约旦河。
Bravely they carried the ark, and they set their foot into the water first.
让整个漫溢那么凶波涛汹涌的约旦河立刻裂为两半。
Soon as they put their foot into the water, the river stopped.
甚至说他整个水退回去退了将近10 miles, 空出了一块干地 让百姓可以从中间经过。
The water receded about 10 miles so that people can cross on dry ground.
我们希望有更多的弟兄姊妹在主的面前愿意当属天道路的先锋。
We hope that more brothers and sisters are willing to be the pioneers for the, in this heavenly journey.
愿意在每一个伟大的救恩、属灵的真理面前，我们做一个亲手经历、先来真实经历的人。
So that we will have first-hand experience in all these great spiritual truths.
那弟兄姊妹，当神在这里呼召说起来。
When the Lord is calling, arise.
和众百姓过这约旦河。
With the people cross this river.
我们何等盼望有更多的弟兄姊妹答应这个呼召。
I hope that more brothers and sisters will answer this calling.
我们也都愿意在神家里面起来扛这个约柜的见证。
That we're willing to arise and carry this ark of testimony in God's house.
各方面来追求认识他。
In all areas, let's seek, pursue to know Him more.
也在各样的责任上，我们跟神家的见证有关，愿意扛抬他。
That we're willing to bear responsibilities in order to have more testimony.
所以我们盼望弟兄姊妹，明年我们都一起在主的面前，共同都立了一个心志，活着为耶稣。
We hope that next year we all have this desire and will to live for Jesus.
我们不仅仅在生活里面，我们也来荣耀他。
Not only that, we'll give Him glory in our daily life.
我们在神家里面，我们也来做一个属灵经历的先行者。
That we will also become pioneers in God's house.
我们再来唱389首。
Let's sing the hymn 389.
基督的十字架。第二节在这里说，人啊，你爱何物，就要向你所慕。
Stanza 2. Whatever thou lovest, man, that too become thou must.
如主，你若爱主；如土，你若爱土。
God, if thou lovest God, dust, if thou lovest dust.
出己，神就进入。
Go out, God will come in.
使己，神就活出。
Die thou and let Him live.
无你，就有基督。
Be not, and He will be.
无物，就得万物。
Wait, and He'll all things give.
好，我们只唱第一节跟第二节。
Let's only sing on stanzas 1 and 2.
Before
Before I end my message, I still want to ask you once again, are we happy?
如果你的答案是对的话，
If your answer is yes,
这个让你快乐的原因是主耶稣吗？
Is the reason that make you happy the Lord Jesus?
如果你的答案是 no 的话，
If your answer is no,
那个原因是因为我自己吗？
Is the reason is because of yourself.
弟兄姊妹，人要喜乐，除了主，别无他途。
Apart from the Lord, there's no other way to be happy.
大卫早就告诉我们，以别神代替主的，他的愁苦必然加增。
King David told us long time ago, those who follow other gods, their sorrow will increase.
他也告诉我们，唯有在主的面前才有满足的喜乐。
He also told us there's fullness of joy before the Lord.
我们的心能够欢喜，灵能够快乐，肉身也能安然居住。
Our soul can rejoice, even our body can rest secure.
但愿我们能够像第二节说的，初起就让神来进入。
Like the stanza 2 says, go out and God will come in.
我们真愿意实际的话，神就会活出来。
If we're willing to deny ourselves, then God will live out of us.
我们最后一次唱第二节，唱完我们接着擘饼，我们开始有祷告。
We'll sing stanza 2 once again before the breaking of bread meeting. We know that not only that you love us with an eternal love,
你是用一个何等伟大的爱来爱我们。
You love us with such a great love.
这个爱能够在我们里面叫我们受到感动。
This love will touch our hearts.
这个爱也把你的生命给了我们，让我们可以得胜。
You also give us your life so that we can be victorious.
我们不仅仅在这里谢谢你在十字架上为我们所成就的救赎。
Here we are thanking you not only for the salvation that you have done for us on the cross.
我们也更在这里感谢你在十字架上所带给我们的释放。
We also thank you for the freedom that you have given us on the cross.
让我们可以脱离这个软弱无能而败坏的自己。
That we can depart from this self that is weak and corrupted.
让我们能够与你一同埋葬。
That we can be buried with you.
可以与你一同复活。
And we can resurrect with you.
哦，主耶稣啊，开我们的眼睛。
Oh Lord, open our eyes.
让我们真看见这伟大的救恩。
So that we get to see this great salvation.
知道我已经与基督同钉十字架。
To know that I have been crucified with Christ.
如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
It is no longer I, but Christ that lives in me.
哦，主耶稣，我们将我们在座的弟兄姊妹都交给你。
Oh Lord, I entrust all brothers and sisters in your hands.
不管我们今天来的时候，我们是否快乐。
Whatever condition we are in when we came.
不管我们里面是否有重担和捆绑。
Whether we are burdened and bound.
不管我们里面是不是有许多胜不过的罪。
Or many sins that we cannot overcome.
把我们都带到你十字架的底下。
We all come before your cross.
让我们都来听你对我们说成了。
That we will listen you to tell us that it is all finished.
是的，当你说成了的时候，就没有一样救恩没有完成。
When you say it is finished, None of the salvation is not finished.
让我们今天都在你的里面来接受你所完成的。
So that in you we can all receive what you have done for us.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
当我们今天早晨围绕你饼杯的时候。
Today, when we surround your table.
你让我们不仅仅被你救赎的大爱所感动。
Not only that, we'll be touched by the great love of salvation.
直到你的血洗净了我们一切的罪。
Knowing that your blood has cleansed all our sins.
直到在你的里面我们被称义了。
We know that in you we've been justified.
仇敌再也不能控告我们了。
The enemy can no longer condemn us.
你让我们知道在你十字架死的里面。
And also in the death of the cross.
你让我们与你完全联合。
We are completely united with you.
当我们要吃你要喝你的时候。
When we eat and drink of you.
我们不仅仅求你为我们祝福这饼和这杯。
We pray that not only you will bless the cup and the bread.
你让我们每一个人都在爱的里面来吃你来喝你。
We also will partake of you in love.
更让我们带着喜乐和得胜的把握来吃你和喝你。
We will eat and drink of you with the assurance of victorious.
我们知道我们在这里乃是与主完全的联合。
Knowing that we are completely united with the Lord.
不仅仅你一切的祝福是我们的了。
Not only that, all the blessings are ours.
连你的生命都是我们的生命。
Even your life is our life.
赞美耶稣。
Oh, praise Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.